everybody, and welcome back to another week of Horde House, the best little Horde House in Azeroth, our little Warcraft show. My name is Rob Roberts. I'll be joining you over the next hour or whatever, however long this show happens to be, with the one and only Extifer.
Hello!
Hi, Extifer. How are you?
I'm doing great, and you?
I'm good. I'm doing great because I'm not at your house with the show this week, and so I can do the show with no pants! Yay!
Yay! I'm wearing no pants, too!
Hooray! Yay! Because it would be kind of awkward if we were doing this in person and not wearing pants. So,
although I notice when I'm buck-ass naked like I am right now, my butt gets all sweaty against my chair.
You should get like some tarp or something. Thank you for scarring all of our listeners. We have a special guest tonight who surprisingly has not hung up already, but we're going to introduce him to the show. His name is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Hi, Matt.
I, for the record, have my pants on.
You're no fun at all. You can't join the club. Do you have like a cool online name that you use, Matt?
Oh, I've used so many in my WoW days and other days. Let's just go with Savalas.
Okay. Well, since I can't pronounce that, we're going to call you Grandpa Warcraft, okay?
There you go.
Because here's the thing, Grandpa Warcraft, is that you were talking to me about last week's show. So do you remember what you were telling me about last week's show?
Yes, I think it might be kind of fun to have a old school perspective on someone who's played the game since 05 and kind of compare and contrast to old WoW to now, and since I'm the Deckard Cain of World of Warcraft, apparently, then I like to sit down while I tell you a story.
I think that's a great idea because, you know, every Warcraft podcast in the galaxy, and there's lots of them, are going to be talking all about, you know, Cataclysm and, oh my God, it's coming out. Eh. So let's party like it's 2005 and
there you
talk about a game that no longer exists, a game that
exactly.
got deleted earlier in the month with the whole shattering.
Obliterated.
It was obliterated by some dragon guy. So, Grandpa Warcraft, what do you miss about the old days the most, do you think?
Oh, man. Well, I can be true now, or I can be sarcastic. What I miss about the old days is leveling up my mage at level 12 and getting ganked by a 60. I leveled up 3 characters on a PvP server.
I don't know how you PvP people do it. And that that goes to all the listeners, too. I can't stand PvP servers
me
for
either.
That reason.
Well, back in the day, I got referred by a buddy, and he was on Narzul, which is a PvP server on the Pacific Coast. So I started a mage. He helped me out. He was a druid when Taurens were the only class could be druids. And started out that.
And Night Elves?
Oh, if you want to count Alliance, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
I started out as a Horde undead mage.
I realize the show is called Horde House, but I play an Alliance, okay?
Yeah, I know. What's up with that?
I
know.
You
made me change the dark side. You made me go from Horde to Alliance. I still feel dirty about that.
Well, that's not the only thing I'm sure you feel dirty about amongst you. So.
No.
What's the game like now compared to 4 years ago or whenever it was you were playing?
4 or 5 years ago? It's the same but different, and I think the best word I can think of is streamlined.
Mm-hmm.
As you may remember or may have been told, back in my day, we did Molten Core.
Back in my day, I had to go 2 miles in the snow with no shoes just to get to Molten Core.
Uphill
I'm
both
an
ways.
Old man.
I like your old man. Extifer's old man voice is kind of scary, actually.
Yeah.
It really is. No, I mean, streamlined. You had to do Molten Core with 40 guys or gals, depending upon your guild. And DKP was the primary loot system by most guilds. And nowadays, it's 10 or 25 men, depending, and most guilds roll. And it's not as crazy to coordinate 40 people to down one boss.
See, I didn't start playing Warcraft heavily until Burning Crusade. I had a character in Vanilla WoW, but I wasn't as into it because I didn't have as many friends that played it. And Extifer, I don't think, started playing until really Burning Crusade either, right, Extifer?
No, I've been playing since 05.
Oh, wow.
I've been playing since Vanilla. So
oh, shows how much I pay attention.
Well, the thing is, like, I was never really too much into, like, raiding or anything like that until Burning Crusade.
Were, like, mostly casual PvP type
of
stuff, right? Okay.
There you go.
So how the hell do you coordinate?
Grandpa WoW, but, you know.
Well, Grandpa Warcraft, how do you coordinate 40 people in a raid? Because that always blew my mind.
Oh, hell.
I mean, Alterac Valley's bad enough, and that's the only 40-man thing that's left.
Right, and Alterac Valley back in the day lasted 6 to 12 hours, depending upon your server.
That is so crazy to me.
Yeah, and it was PvP farming. But no, but to organize 40 guys for a raid was, well, it was all that you knew, so it seemed fine, but the funniest part was it was routine that if the raid started at 6 p.m. server, most people would be logging on at 5:30 or earlier because you had to contend with the dreaded queue. So the servers would be flooded with people. You had to get online by 6 p.m. If you logged on at 5:55 and you're stuck in the queue, you weren't getting in the raid, and that made for a very unhappy camper.
You ever played any other MMOs in your day?
I tried Star Trek Online. It's not too bad. I'm thinking about dabbling in DC Universe, but I think prior to that, no, I never got into StarCraft.
Mm-hmm.
I did play some RTSs. It wouldn't count as an MMO, but I'm a big Diablo fan, so when Diablo 3 launches, I will be hibernating in my office for the next 2 weeks.
Amen. Amen.
But to go back to your question, organizing the raid, I mean, there was a guild leader, the raid leader, assistant, and a loot master, and there was also a person in charge of uploading DKP. There were add-ons that you could put into your game that would link to your guild website and refresh DKP, dragon kill points.
Well, there's a lot of guilds that still do that, though.
Yeah,
I mean, we
do it.
Yeah, it's but the add-ons and things would link, and people would do silent bidding or open bidding, and then after all that, every class would have a CO and an XO, mm-hmm. a commanding officer and an executive. And at times, I was the only mage that was geared, you know, with my 6,000 mana and my 5,000 health points.
Epic.
And, epic, yeah, wearing almost all epics, and you know, Malik, make sure all the mages are potting at the same times, and they're doing all this and coordinating all the frost spells. You know, we're fighting Ragnaros, so we need frost spells only. No arcane or fire DPS. It was, and it was just an experience, to say the least.
Isn't Isle of Conquest 40?
It is. You're right. You know what? I thought of that after I said AV. Isle of Conquest is 40 as well.
Just thought I'd correct you. Well,
Else to consider too. 40 mans, which we don't have to worry about now, is healing rotations. The MP5 back in the day didn't really benefit the players. So if you were a priest and you were healing anything, tank or raid, and you were out of mana and you were out of pots on cooldown, you just stood there and waited. Yeah.
Well, and then, you know, resto druids were there to, or any kind of druid were there to just innervate the priest, right?
Absolutely. And you made a good point. Druids and raids were always resto. Very rarely were they tank. They never were boomkin or DPS. It was just laughable.
I heard boomkins were like totally the joke of WoW back in vanilla WoW, which
so confused though.
Totally made me want to play one in Burning Crusade.
They had talents that made their melee ability. I think they even had melee abilities. Like, it was just a crazy little class.
Pick something.
Well, first, they looked fugly, and then they were a caster. We don't need a caster. We got mages and warlocks for that, and just utter confusion. And then, of course, now they're rolling on caster gear, which is cloth, when it could go to other casters. And it added another dynamic to loot and to drama that I tried to avoid.
All right,
now they're pretty awesome. So
they are. Yes, they are.
Well, should they bring 40-man raids back, you think?
Oh, God, no. Please don't. I will cancel my subscription.
What do you do? As a Warcraft, senior citizen, what do you think about this whole... There's been a lot of flack about the whole 25-man and 10 raid, or 25-man and 10-man raiding kind of combining, where it's like, well, there's no point to doing 25-mans now, so it's pretty much 10-man raiding. What do you think about that whole
Kermit the Frog thing? There?
Yes.
The Kermit.
Who's...
Yes. The debate between 25 and 10?
Yeah.
I don't know. 10, I think 10... my quick reaction is I think 10s can be pugged. I think you can find 10 people with decent gear, with hopefully a skill set, that can run in and do a heroic 10-man or some type of 10-man instance. A 25, I think, would be more towards casual to medium core to hardcore raiding guilds, where it needs to be organized, there needs to be a system, there needs to be maybe Ventrilo, some type of communication. But I think 10s are for the casual, and 25s are going to be pushed towards more towards organized groups.
Do you think your perspective might be skewed by the fact, though, that ICC loot is like candy these days on the server? Like, I would think that 10-man's...
Well,
like, the hardest content is... You can't pug a 10-man with the hardest content.
No.
Well,
yeah. But the thing is, like, the 10-mans, I think in Cataclysm is going to be a lot different, because 10-mans are going to be really, like, they're going to be, they say, on par with the difficulty of 25-mans. Now, the thing about 25-mans that I personally don't like is that you have to organize way too many people. Like, I like it better in the 10-man group because it's just, it's a little bit more...
It's manageable.
Yeah, it's manageable.
Sure.
You don't have to worry about so many people being liabilities because you're only worried about, the special few people that are in your raid. So I prefer the 10 mans to the 25s.
I giggle because you say you're not looking forward to managing a 25-man raid, and I giggle because 40-man was my norm, so it's funny.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of perspective. Maybe my perception's skewed because I am coming from a 40-man point of view, and I'm thinking 20, 25 people, that's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I only raided the most, with 25 people. So, I mean, I never did the 40 man, but the only experience that I have with 40 mans are, obviously the PvP zones that we have, but like,
Yeah.
I don't, I just don't, I think there's a lot of wear and tear that went into the 25 mans, especially going into Wrath of the Lich King. I was just not, I got so burnt out after a while that 10 mans were really just the way to go for me. I mean, it's just the
Absolutely.
right kind of mix for me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me ask Grandpa Warcraft the questions that I always ask our guests, when they come on Horde House. Why do you play World of Warcraft? What is it about this game that has kept you playing so long? Have you have and I'm asking you more questions. Have you had long breaks in the game, or have you been playing pretty consistently, and why do you stick with it all this time?
Well, I started playing Warcraft in 05, in late 05. And I did again because a buddy of mine had got me into it. And when I relocated from my work, it was kind of a way to kind of keep in touch with people from the West Coast and still keep playing a video game. I took a break for almost a year. I would log on every now and again to check on and make sure my character didn't get hacked. But I got burnt out from being in different guilds led by 12-year-olds trying to tell a 30-year-old what to do in Lady Vash and other BC raids and crap like that. I just got frustrated with it. But when I came with Wrath of Lich King and came back, again, that word streamlined, I found that a lot of things are streamlined, a little easily organized. I mean, I came back and the looking for group dungeon finder was, from my point of view, epic. I can click a button and get thrown into a dungeon, get some loot, get some experience, and some gold all at the same time, where you had to spam trade chat, invite the group, and all run to the instance at various speeds. And if you're lucky to get two people by the summoning stone, then you can summon
You didn't think
them.
that was fun?
I seriously, I think looking for dungeon in the years that I've been playing is the number one enhancement they've made to the game.
Yes,
Seriously.
absolutely, hands down. But I was also spoiled. I was living up my DK, Sivalis, which I rolled a DPS to start, then another DPS, a hunter, and then a Holy Pally, again, those three on a PvP server. And then I rolled the DK, so really 3.5 characters on a PvP server. And then I rolled them as a tank because I never tanked before, and I was spoiled that the LFG mechanic kept popping for me instantly for these dungeons. Like, this is awesome.
You are spoiled.
And then I started working my mage again, and I realized there's truly a 20-minute wait to make that thing work.
Who are the mains that you use these days? Tell us a little bit about your characters, your mains, your loved alts.
My loved So my first one is was Malak, which I've name changed to Nihilus. He's over on Blade's Edge now, and that was my primary love, my mage. After I reached 60, I remember asking my guild, "Well, what do I do now?" And they all said, "Roll an alt." Then I was so new to the game, I didn't know what an alt was. That was then explained to me. Since all I knew was ranged DPS, I rolled a hunter. I figured I could have a pet and do ranged DPS at the same time. That'd be pretty easy. That was the easiest character I ever leveled up, hence the phrase we all know, Huntard. Then BC came out, and I said, "Well, hell, everyone's be rolling a Night Elf, and everyone's be rolling a Night Elf Paladin. I might as well join the clan."
You mean
And I
Blood
tried
Elf,
Blood
Grandpa?
Elf. Thank you. See,
Memory's the
get
first
with it
thing to go.
now, man.
At 65, the mind goes. The mind goes. Have I had my applesauce
Do they
yet?
have Medicare in Warcraft?
They have Metacraft,
I see.
and they're nerfing it actually. If the legislator doesn't pass the right
Oh,
laws, they're
shut up
nerfing
and get back to the question.
I rolled a pally, a blood elf pally, and started as ret, which was laughable then. Then I moved to prot, and that didn't work for me, so I did holy. So I was a healer, and then finally, Wrath came out. And I said, "Well, I might as well roll the new character DK," and I kind of stuck with the DK as a tank, that tank mechanic for quite some time. So I've got 280s. The hunter's a 74. The healer's a 71, and alts under 20, like a chamois and hunt and warrior and stuff like that.
Has any pally flashed their badge at you yet?
I'm afraid to
Like,
answer.
it's a completely you know, valid question. I think we deserve an answer.
I plead the fifth.
All right.
I don't
I'm not sure.
Why,
yeah, I'm not sure what to take from that. Which character is going to 85 first?
Probably the DK, since currently the guild that I'm in is probably going to need a tank or an off tank as we move through content. But my heart really wants the mage to go first, since that's the first character that's always reached the new level in my gaming experience.
I say you go with your heart.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Do it, man.
All right. we usually start off the show. We've been talking to Grandpa Warcraft, the story time, but we usually like to talk about what's going on in Azeroth this week for you. So not the past 5 years, but what's been going on in the past week, like in game. Let me actually start with Xtifer. He usually starts us off. What's been going on this week, X?
Well, I've been leveling a warrior, and I've been leveling as arms, and I like it. I didn't like it at first, but I like it now. I've noticed that it's almost nearly impossible to level through every zone like without out-leveling the zones. So I've been kind of skipping a lot of the new content, which kind of bugs me.
I was kind of doing that too because of dungeons. It's kind of like you have to do dungeons or you have to do quests. You kind of can't do both.
Yeah, it pisses me off. So anyways, I finally, after they nerfed the experience in dungeons, I was able to get through an entire zone without the quests going green, and that was Southern Barrens. And the quests in Southern Barrens are pretty sweet. They're not, I only know it from the Horde perspective, but it's now very Alliance-centric. So it was like as if the Horde is kind of tiptoeing around the Alliance the whole time, and it's pretty fun. I liked it. But otherwise, I've been dealing with motherfucking Comcast for the last 2 days.
Horde House is not brought to you by Comcast, the excellent internet service provider that prevented my earlier Lich King kill.
Whatever. I could give a flying fuck about Comcast right now.
Tell us how you really feel.
Seriously, I basically couldn't operate Ventrilo because my uploading speed was like terabad. So
maybe Xtifer, maybe they were cutting down the porn torrents. And
you know what? I was done with all my porn torrents this week. Okay,
this week.
When he says he was done, he was done.
I have a quota to meet every week on that. It's a job. Okay, I'm not going to apologize for it. It's a job.
Fine.
But anyways, after, you know, masturbating to all my porn, I was very, really upset with Comcast because I couldn't speak to my people. You know, I had to wash my hands after coming all over myself.
Oh,
and then I
God.
Went over and I tried to use Ventrilo and I couldn't talk to my
guild.
And
my control key is stuck. What is going on?
Exactly.
It's stuck.
I hate when that happens.
I guess maybe having an orgasm like really killed Comcast is what I think happened, but I'm not sure. So I went and I called them, and the people were like, okay, well, there's a problem in Sacramento, you know? And I was like, okay, well, I'll just wait it out. Next night, still the same problem. So I called them again, and the guy was just incredibly stupid, trying to tell me like something that had nothing to do with the problem. I told him that I was about to quit Comcast, and he finally said, well, we just gave you 3 free months of Showtime. Like, fucking, like, as if Showtime's gonna fucking fix my internet problem.
Do you think Big Brother After Dark will bring my Warcraft back?
No, but I'll give them something else to jerk off to.
Seriously, I guess I can, jerk off to their softcore lesbian porn, maybe. You know, what is it? The Dildo Saggins or something? Lord of the G-String?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's Lord of the Cockrings. I don't.
There you go. Yeah. So anyways, that was my week in and out of WoW.
So your week in Azeroth was a lot of masturbation. Okay, got it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I caused the cataclysm.
the cataclysm.
I came everywhere. They were just trying to clean it up, and suddenly the Barrens is split in two.
All right, shut up. I got to talk about my week in Azeroth. We killed the Lich King, and I was there. Yay! I got my Kingslayer title. Yay!
Rats.
And it was one of those nights where, like, the very first pull we had, we got further in the fight than I'd ever seen. We got all the way to phase 3. So, I kind of had a pretty good inkling we were going to have it that night. And of course, but of course there's that part of me that's like, oh, that's as far as you're ever going to get, Rob. But we did it. It was like five or six pulls and we killed it. And I was happy, to say the least.
Hey, congratulations. You know what?
Yeah.
I did what you did last week. I saved my lockout. And we went in and just did the Lich King.
See, it was a smart idea. Yeah. And now with Kata coming out next week, that idea's out the window. It's all gone.
Exactly.
So I am really happy to pretty much literally be the last person in Warcraft to get that title. Because I don't know how many people are still running that raid who haven't done it already a million times. But, you know, whatever.
Next up is Jenkins.
Yes, get next Jenkins. Up, Jenkins.
I still need to get that achievement, so there.
Wait, Grandpa, you've been playing Warcraft for 5 years. You don't even have the freaking Jenkins achievement?
Well, the achievements only came out, 2 years ago, so no.
That's still weird to me.
You're like an old newbie. Like an old newbie. Yeah,
well, the year I took off, it makes me renew, but I still have to ask where things are located. And because I switched from Horde to Alliance, I feel dumb. Like, okay, I'm in Ironforge. Where's the Flightmaster? I cannot.
I'm right there with
well,
you.
Well, since you brought that up, I actually logged into my Horde character, who is on Extafer's server. And it's the first time I've logged into that character in a good 6 months to a year. So, like, you know, everything's different. And do you know how many times I ran into the Alliance thing in Valoran? Like, a lot. It's kind of embarrassing, actually. But I finally figured out how to respec talents, and I actually ran a heroic as a druid healer, which is just so weird to go back to after doing paladin healing for so long. But it was cool. I love the little leafy green circle, happy, healy
efflorescence. Thing.
That's it, efflorescence. I like that.
Try to say it again.
Efflorescence.
Not efflorescence.
Efflorescence.
Okay. Sylvester the cat.
And then
first you're Kermit the Frog, now you're Sylvester.
I joined Extafer's guild, and he was like, he's like, you should join my guild because, you know, they'll love to have you here, and you know, you do the podcast and they listen and it'll be a good time. And I'm like Ferrari's not gonna mad about the stuff.
Did I really sound like that? I'm like, yes. You should do this, Rob, because you would be good, and we would love you.
That's how it. That's how it sounded. That's how it sounded over real ID. Actually, it was just like that.
Interesting.
And then I joined the guild, and their guild message of the day was something like, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but it was like, "Listen up, shitbags. The guild bank is not a dumping ground for your crap. God damn it! Now hurry up and get to level 85."
I think that was embellishing a little bit, but it's pretty much like that.
But that was like my welcome. I was like, oh, it's going to be this guild full of friendly people. And then I join. It's like, the guild bank is not a place to put your shit. What is wrong with you people?
That's awesome.
You're so warm and friendly over here.
Yeah, totally.
See, Rob, back in my day, you just melded to the guild alt. There was no guild bank.
Oh, it's... Whatever, Grandpa. So that was my welcome wagon, and then I was like, maybe I should sign off. So it was fun. No, I had fun. I actually kind of want to play my druid again, although I think the druid is going to go the way of that priest I rolled a couple weeks ago, where once Cataclysm comes out, I'm going to be like, oh, nothing but my paladin till level 8.
Yeah. I'm going to postpone my warrior, definitely.
Yeah. It's kind of too bad for all those new characters we made. So I think those are pretty much the highlights of my week. Otherwise, I keep doing heroics every day because I'm trying to stockpile justice points for when I hit level 85. And, you know, just trying to enjoy the last few days of Wrath of the Lich King. So, Grandpa Warcraft, what have you done this week specifically?
Same as you. Definitely stockpiling the justice points for potential new gear for Kata.
Mm-hmm.
Started to... A new goal for myself. My mage that I transferred over has just now over 30,000 honor kills, and I'm trying to go for the 50,000 achievement.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I've got 29,000 and something left to go, but I was able to get about 100 something last night. So that's my new thing. I'll be doing a BG, an hour or two BGs every other day or something like that, just see if I can't put a dent in that. I know, and with the Alliance in there.
Now, the BGs were popular when you first started playing Warcraft, right?
Well, the BGs came out, I think, a year after. I think they came out in 06.
Uh-huh.
They were a little bit popular, and they were also segregated to levels. So if you were 30 to 40, I think you did Arathi Basin or Warsong Gulch, or yeah, Warsong Gulch. And then if you were a certain level, you went to another and so on. So depending upon your level, you could only go into a certain BG. And the BGs had no resources or no way to time out.
Are you pretty good at staying alive?
Not with my resilience score. Now that resilience has been added, I haven't mounted anything, but resilience-wise, my mage. But yeah, I can blink in an ice block with the best of them. But what the nice thing is about my space goat, my Draenei that I have, is I can heal myself and then ice block.
Wow.
So I can actually take a hot and ice block and actually heal myself up. So I'm trying to master that tactic. Now I've got a self-healing mage. It's pretty sweet.
So when you first started WoW, was that when the Bee Gees had that hit song? So you can tell by the way I move.
But that all went right over Grandpa's head. And I was just about to ask Extifer, I was about to ask him, how deep is your love for Warcraft?
How deep is your love? Yeah.
I don't remember the Bee Gees. I remember the Temptations and older bands because I'm so old.
Okay, I see. Well, that explains it then.
I feel like I just touched an object with a bunch of dust on it. That's how.
It's like you're in Indiana Jones, and it's like a
After your discussion about jerking off, we know that's not your dick. So.
Wow. All right. Explicit tag earned. Okay. Let's quickly change the topic away from Extifer's masturbation habits and talk about the news. Let's go to Extifer with the news.
Why not talk about my masturbation habits?
Because there's Warcraft news. You know, I hear there's an expansion coming out, which is only time that's happened in the 5 years WoW's been out.
You know, good point. And I'm going to go with that.
I pre-ordered my copy of Cataclysm digitally.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be the last person that hasn't done that.
Are you gonna go? Are you actually gonna brave the stores and do it that way, or what are you doing?
No, I've decided I'm probably gonna do the digital download as well. Digital, that's a weird word. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Grandpa, what are you doing?
I already did the prepay and download. I should already have it ready to go, and I'll go live at 12:01 Tuesday morning.
What do you think of that compared to the way you had to do it back in your day, where you had to go to Best Buy at midnight?
Oh, it's totally convenient, easy. The download appeared to go flawlessly, but I'm skeptical. I think that a whole lot of people are going to go online at 12:01 Tuesday morning, and it's going to crash the server. It's going to cause queues. There's going to be some type of glitch, and my fear is Blizzard did a great job in marketing this game and marketing the fact you can download it, and it'll be live and patched and happy come 12:01 a.m.
At least they were smart enough to send it in advance.
And they did. And again, the marketing behind it is brilliant, but they hyped it so much, I don't know if their servers can handle all those people logging on at 12:01 that did the digital download. I would like to know if there's a percentage of people who bought the box and people who download it. I'm really curious.
See, I think that it might be okay, because I think the patch, this last patch or whatever, was to implement most of what's going on anyway. So, I mean, all it is just probably they're just going to enact, you know, whatever's happening in Cataclysm that hasn't happened yet.
I don't remember the Wrath launch tearing down the servers, but it was a little different. Like, I seem to remember, I don't remember them throwing the switch at a certain time. It just seemed like you couldn't go to the new areas until you actually had the expansion, and you couldn't get it digitally at that time. But I mean, even though it was 2 years ago, I can hardly remember how it went.
Yeah. I just know that I didn't get it installed until like 5 hours later. I was so mad. But anyways, so onto the news.
Yay,
I
news.
Guess. Yay. Basically, there are new battleground brackets for Arathi Basin, Alterac Valley, and Eye of the Storm. This was confirmed by Blue, I believe. Basically, for Arathi Basin, you can start queuing in for Arathi Basin at level 10.
Which I said last week on the show.
Yeah, there you go.
Why did they wait to say that? That's weird to me.
I don't know, but the other two, though, was news to me. The Eye of the Storm is available at 35, whereas it was available at, what, 60 before?
Yeah.
And then, or 61 it was. Huh. And then Alterac Valley is available at 45.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, so that's pretty awesome for the PvP people. You know, they're trying to really push the PvP with the rated battlegrounds that are coming out in Cataclysm next week. So I thought that was pretty cool. Otherwise,
what about the 5-level gap? Because I really like that, actually. The whole, like, now that it's like 10 to 15 and or whatever it is, 10 to 14, 15, 19, whatever they are, they're down to the 5 ranges, right?
You know, I don't know.
I think I heard they were that they're only like levels of 5 now.
That's pretty cool, I guess. I'm not a really big PvP person, so I don't give a flying fuck.
But if it's true that they consolidated it all so that there's no battle groups anymore and it's just everybody, or that the battle groups got bigger, whatever it is they did, I still don't really understand what happened there, but I just know I'm seeing people from more servers. I mean, it makes sense. You have a larger pool of people to pull from. Why not scale back the leveling to keep it a little closer?
Hmm. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
And if you think about it, you get a twinked out level 19 is going to destroy a level 10 with minimal gear. It makes sense to make it a more tight bracket. That way there's less chance of pwnage.
I don't think Blizzard likes twinks at all.
I love seeing that word twink used in chat, because every now and again when I get bored, I tell the 12-year-old to go Google what the word twink is, do a Google image search, and then they get a nasty surprise when they...
Actually, random question search. I meant to ask you earlier, speaking of the 12-year-olds. You said earlier in the show that 12-year-olds... You got sick of them leading the guild, and you were, you know, much older and you couldn't take it. What was the worst thing that some kid half your age ever told you?
Oh, it wasn't really what they told me in a raid or in a battle or something like that. The humbling thing was I joined when I moved to the central time zone, I switched servers and joined a different guild to make the times for the raids easier for me. And I had to be interviewed on Ventrilo to join their guild. I'm like, whatever, fine. And it was some 17, 16-year-old young-sounding kid interviewing me about what I can bring to the guild and what are my contributions to the guild and what are my professions at. And
do you have first or second lunch period? And what's your favorite
pretty
teacher?
Much. It was pretty embarrassing. I'm a man of 27 years old getting interviewed by a 16-year-old to join an online guild. I'm like, you know what? I'm taking a break.
That happened with me when I first went to Winterhoof. Some little kid was interviewing me, and it did feel like weird. Like shouldn't this be the other way around? You know?
Yeah. Wow. Exactly. So
strange.
All right. Sorry, X4. I didn't mean to interrupt the news, but I wanted to know.
That's okay. The worst thing a kid told me was, "You is bad. You don't know what you're doing."
Is that
you
exactly
is
how he said it to you? Is bad.
You is foul. That's what they said. I was like, look, I am not a black chick, okay? So the next thing on the news
so noted.
List, yeah, it's there you go. Just so everybody knows out there in radio land, I am not black nor a chick. So anyways, the next thing is the fact that Ghostcrawler on the WoW forums decided to post a thing about the new tanking mechanic called Vengeance. Because apparently a lot of people are really, really confused about this new tanking thing. Just as people are confused about, you know, the new way people heal and all that stuff. So he feels like the need to, you know, swaddle us in all these nice and, you know, nicely sounding words.
Apparently folks are confused about your race and gender, so will Ghostcrawler be clarifying that for us too?
I guess, like... Anyways, this new mechanic basically is when you get damage, you get a buff. I believe it's a stacking buff. And if you're a tank, you get this buff, and it increases your attack power or how much damage you do. But it's a slow stacking buff. So people are really upset about this because they think it's going to make tanks really overpowered in like PvP, basically, because they say that if there's a lot of people on a tank, then they're going to get this crazy buff where they're going to just kill everybody. But
wouldn't that
the reality,
be like thorns?
Yeah, the reality I guess the reality is that this buff actually falls off really fast. So it's designed it's designed with the thought that a tank will tank content, and as everybody gears up, they'll still scale with the content with the people that are doing higher DPS. That's all it's designed for,
you know,
so that they can hold threat.
You know what?
Pretty much.
A lot of tanks need a little love in PvP, because believe it or not, my PvP character is a prot warrior, and it was kind of a dumb decision. Like, you know, most PvP tanks are like Fury and Arms or whatever, but the thing is I last forever, but I can't do any damage at all. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can't compete in damage. So,
yeah.
And you know, things like taunts and stuff don't really work. So it wouldn't be the end of the world, I think, for tanks to get buffed a little bit to make it more appealing.
This vengeance... I always thought that, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. This vengeance buff, this is for any tanking class or is it strictly for warriors?
No, this is for any tanking class. This is for paladins, warriors, death knights, and druids.
Interesting.
So yeah, if you spec into prot, feral or protection, you will get this buff
or
as
blood.
You yeah or blood excuse me sorry DKs are like totally on the bottom of the list. No, I'm kidding. Actually, we have a main DK tank in my guild and he's pretty awesome, so he's probably sad that I just said that, but anyways, we're moving on from that because I'm bored. But The next thing on the list is that there was a thing that was leaked out. I don't know. It's been kind of making its way around the internet. It was on a few websites.
So it must be true.
It must be, you know. And it's this Blizzard product slate, pretty much. I guess it was a thing that they put out for their shareholders maybe back in April that shows kind of this graph of when they're going to be bringing out things. So, you know, you have your Diablo 3 at the end of 2012, I guess. You have StarCraft 2 with the first expansion at the end of 2012, or before 2012 and 2011, excuse me. And then they show WoW Cataclysm coming out this year, and then the next expansion for WoW, which is apparently, I guess I'm looking at it right now, in 2012, second quarter 2012, and then they say the fifth expansion to WoW is coming out in 2013, right before the new year. So I think that's pretty interesting. A lot of people think this is actually really like real. They also give the supposed title to their next MMO, which they're saying is Titan, I guess is the name. So, and that's supposed to come out the same time as the fifth expansion for WoW, apparently.
I don't know. I mean, haven't seen this story myself, but I obviously stuff like this seems like fan wank a little bit. I would think Blizzard's kind of Fort Knox when it comes to information. And
I think so too.
To guess that another expansion is coming out in 2 years is kind of a dub because all the expansions have been like 2 years apart.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but a particular website actually said that they believe it's true, and I don't know. This is the thing, is like you read these websites and you become like really familiar with which ones are like legit and not, you know, and that's what kind of threw me off about
it. The curious thing is if they release a new MMO, the next generation MMO, for all we know, their one MMO is going to potentially cannibalize the World of Warcraft audience, so they have to release these expansions to keep both audiences.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be really curious to see how many people jump from WoW to Titan and stay or go back to WoW. I would be really curious
I would think it's a very different type of MMO, just like how people can play both StarCraft and Warcraft or Diablo and Warcraft. I don't think Titan is like WoW Part 3.
I love how we're talking about it as if that's the real title.
I know. And I...
Right,
that kind of shit is always subject to change. Yeah. And, hello, this is Blizzard we're talking about. All this shit will get delayed. All
exactly. There's this rumor. I read there's a rumor that the new MMO is going to be FPS, which is going to bite my balls. Like, I don't care about
that. I had heard it was like an espionage type of thing. Oh. But maybe I'm thinking of the agency. I don't know. Whatever. Who cares?
Okay.
Just wait for them to say so. The rest of it's fan wank as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, didn't Blizzard buy the rights to Halo or the people that make Halo?
No.
Bungie?
Activision.
Activision didn't
buy them. Activision has a publishing arrangement with them. So
whatever,
Activision will publish Bungie's next IP, but they haven't bought them.
Gotcha.
Blizzard could buy the... there's a couple studios up for sale. They could buy Harmonix, and there could be World of Rock Band. Or Activision could buy a Bizarre Entertainment needs a home right now, so we could have World of Geometry Wars or World of Project Gotham, but not because They don't have, well, forget it.
I have fallen asleep.
Next story.
If you build it, they will come.
So, okay, here, another thing is that they're awarding titles on the new forums, which is kind of funny to me. Like, you need a title, I guess, on the forums, but I guess people are into it. So there's a ton of titles that they brought out. I guess it's based on how many posts that you make. So if you post like 10 posts on the new forums, you get the title Grunt. And if you post 11,000, you get the title, actually, the title Titan. Isn't that interesting?
Ironic.
Yeah.
Ooh, 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 don't you think?
I get you, what you did there.
Grandpa, okay, so it's time to take your meds.
Yes. Okay, Sonny.
I love my wife. Anyway. I don't know. That's what old guys say, right?
Titles.
I love my dead gay wife.
Go back to titles.
They have a ton of titles. I mean, I'm not kidding you when I say a lot of
them. Is dead gay wife one of the titles?
Yeah. No, there's... Okay, so I'm going to run through them. The first title is Key Turner. Next title is Grunt. Next title is Blade Master. Field Marshal. High Overlord. The Patient. Stood in Fire. Mechanome, Dreadlord, Bloodsail Admiral, Brewmaster, Epic, Pandaren Monk, Warchief, Pitlord, Herald of the Titans, the Lightbringer, Scarab
That's
Lord.
A lot of titles, Jesus.
I Am Murloc, Legendary, Immortal, Elemental Lord, so, over 9,000
oh
is
God.
The one for 9,000. And then Old God is 10,000. Titan is 11,000. Then they have three that are question mark. They don't know what you need to do to get them. And these are the Insane, the Unstoppable Force, and Merely a Setback.
I am going to guess that, and I would hope, that upranking posts, when people click the thumbs up on your posts, like if you make a lot of well-received posts, then you will get one of these titles.
I was going to say the same thing because... I can see someone just spamming useless bullcrap on these forums in order to get the quantity of posts and to get those titles. And we have to sift through the bullshit to find true, real good content that's helpful in game.
I can just see all the nerds going, oh, I have to get Merely a Setback because that's the KL Foth one.
Which, like, wow. It's the Joker invading our show. Yeah. But you can't use these titles in game. In fact, a lot of them are kind of like borrowed. So what's... You don't get achievement points or anything. It's just EPIN. It is nothing but EPIN.
Yeah. Yeah, all it is.
One of the titles should be The Long. So you can have EPIN The Long.
There you go. They should.
Or The Long EPIN. Mm.
Or The Long EPIN EPIN. There you go.
Or they should have a title called EPIN.
Can we change the story?
Yes, we can. Oh, okay. I guess we can't. So we're back on the titles.
No, I'm joking. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'll move forward then. The next thing on the list is that it's WoW's 6th anniversary. So if you haven't logged in yet, you can get the achievement for WoW's 6th anniversary.
Seriously, you're listening to the show and you haven't logged in yet?
Like... Yeah, seriously. Well, I mean, you know, there might be people that are curious. You know, they look, oh, okay, there's Horde House. I haven't been in World of Warcraft lately. I'm going to go click on their show. And then they listen to us and they're like, it's WoW's 6th anniversary. I want a fucking achievement that doesn't give me anything else.
Well, there you go. There you go. I'm glad Horde House could in fill your life with that feat of strength.
You know what? I'm glad too. Makes me happy.
Good.
So, I wanted to run down real quick the things that you'll expect in Cataclysm after it hits on Tuesday. And these are not the 4.0.3 stuff that we already have. So the world's already changed. We have the Shattering. We have the new races and class combinations. What you'll expect
is server downtime.
There you go. There's the first one. Then you're going to have to... The next things that you can expect are the Worgen and Goblin, obviously, as the new races.
Derp.
Yeah. The new starting areas for both of those races, respectively. And then also the 81 to 85 content, including the new zones.
I didn't know that. Yes.
Oh, there you go. Brand new information. And the new profession archaeology that... I still don't quite understand, but I didn't really read on it in-depthly, so I guess that's bad on me.
Can you give me something that might surprise me, like Jaina stops fucking crying or something like that?
No, I think Jaina still cries.
She's still on her happy like, flow day.
That's gonna be that's the fifth expansion of WoW. Jaina's still fucking crying.
I can't believe I let that motherfucker in my vagina.
Oh,
what?
My.
And now he's dead. I'm talking in Jaina form.
Exifer's full of voices tonight.
Doesn't Jaina say stuff like, I'm so proud of my king and heroes of the alliance.
I love Thrall, and I love Varian Wynn, and I like to win. That's what she says.
You sound like Blanche Devereaux.
Oh.
Only she's dead, so she's not sounding like a whole lot of anything right now.
Thank you for being a friend. So, anyhow, that's the rundown. I just thought I'd be really helpful and give you a rundown.
Thank you so much. I had no
Rated
idea.
Battlegrounds. There's another one.
Guild achievements, right?
Guild achievements, guild leveling.
Can you help me answer a question that's always been spammed in trade chat?
What's up?
Can we learn how to fly in the old world when this expansion comes out?
You know, I'm going to have to take the fifth on that one.
Okay.
Actually, it's one of you asked me a really good question. I don't remember who because you're so much alike. But one of you asked me a question about being able to fly in Old World and how that will just wreak hell on a PvP server.
That was me. That was Matt.
You were saying you said something about like what you mount up and go to the newbie zone and just air raid on the noobs.
Right, and I imagine there's some safeguards, but again, from Grandpappy Warcraft point of view, I mean. You were in a safe zone with high-level guards, and once you got out of that safe zone, you got ganked because some rogue would sneak up behind you and hit you from behind because rogues like it from behind. But in this situation, I'm rolling a level 1 goblin or a level 1 undead hunter or something like that, and some 85, because you know within 6 hours of Cataclysm, there will be an 85 character, is going to get on his epic flying mount, swoop in over Brill, dismount and unleash the fury in all the level 10s in outside of Undercity or something like that. And my thoughts were, I don't see how that's a positive gaming experience, and Blizzard wants to have their gamers happy to have other players rain down hell upon them from their mounts and start ganking from high above. There's got to be some safeguards, and we don't know what they are as of yet.
All right, Grandpa, let X for answer.
Okay.
Well, I think that for the first couple zones, at least, you won't be flagged, at least from what I understand, PvP wise. And so there's something. I mean, at least you're safe, you know, for the first 20 levels or something like that, if you're within your same zones. And then
the other thing I can throw out there is that 5 and under isn't worth honor anymore. That was in a recent patch.
Yeah. I think that's a scare, but I think that most people aren't going to be doing that. Well, I mean, it'll be funny at first, I'm sure, for the 12-year-olds, yeah, that are playing, you know, when I say 12-year-olds, let's be honest, I'm saying Alliance.
Whatever.
And yeah.
Whatever.
So, when the Alliance does that, you know, just say, you know what? Maybe I should re-roll Horde. Because it's not going to happen.
Well, let me throw it back at
I'm
you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There are some huge assholes on Horde, at least on my server, that would do the same shit if it was PvP, because they do it in Wintergrasp and shit. So, you know what? It isn't faction specific, so F you.
Well, let me throw it back at you. On a PvP server, you're always flagged for PvP. Now, granted, you're not getting any honor for, you know, under level 5 or whatever it is, but that's not going to stop some 80, 85 rogue or hunter or whatever, just corpse camping you and just making a mockery of your gaming experience.
Well, Extrovert's right, though. You can't do it like the initial zones, like for about the first two zones you're playing through, you don't get flagged.
Right.
Even a PvP server, they put the flag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At least when I was leveling, I remember like the first zone, it was like Horde territory because I was living a Horde at the time. And then you have to move into contested territory before you get flagged.
Which
is most of the other zones.
And I didn't know that because I haven't leveled an alt from that level in years. Last alt that I leveled up was the DK, and of course, they'll start at 55.
Yeah.
Well,
see,
Grandpa.
It's an issue.
Jeez.
Time to decide.
I think that, you know, if the people that are playing on PvP servers don't, I mean, it always goes back to that old argument, you know, if you're playing on a PvP server and you hate getting grief, then why are you playing on a PvP server? You know what
Amen.
I mean? Like, you need to go be playing on a server that's going to be,
come play with the
know,
babies, like me and Extifer.
Yeah, come go play with the PvE people.
That's right. You know? We're chicken. Love it.
We be cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anything else for the news tonight, Extifer?
You know, that's it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm all out. I'm all out.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's get to some emails that answer last week's topic. You remember last week's topic? Thing you are most thankful for that they have not done in World of Warcraft? You might remember I said something like they didn't delete Karazhan, which, by the way, I also did in the past week. I got exalted with Violet Eye.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay, emails. Let's see. We're going to go to Orforio on Shadow Song Europe version. And this is the one I read the huge, long email last week. And I got a response by that was like, you didn't have to read the whole thing. So
I told you to.
Yeah, that's right. You told me to.
Shut the hell up.
All right, so here's... This one is shorter, and he even says, lesson learned, this one's shorter. So thing I'm grateful for that Blizzard hasn't done, probably having a lifetime subscription option. On the surface, that would sound awesome. No more paying, you know, all that money, right? Well,
hey, Rob.
What?
You need to finish the email in a British accent.
Okay.
Because this is a European.
That is true. It is European status. Yeah. Sure thing.
Yeah,
part of the appeal of having to pay
okay, for stop.
Whatever.
No. We're going to not do that.
Go power.
Go.
When I think British, okay. I think of the Spice Girls. So I just, go power.
You sound like a down...
The slutty one.
I mean, you sound like a very special little kid with a very honestly debilitating disease that you can't control.
Can I read the email?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Keep interrupting. God, you're like me on the other show. All right. Probably having a lifetime subscription. Well, part of the appeal of having to pay monthly whatever means you can cancel your subscription and have a legitimate reason to stop playing. I don't have any time left on my account. I can't be bothered buying another game card. Therefore, I can finally go out and have a life, meet my friends, buy some food, etc. If you never had to pay again and could play whenever you felt like it, well, at least it'd be cheaper than crack. But see, here's the thing that the emailer left out, though. They're still going to nickel and dime you for crack baby pets and pets that are like moving cooking fires. Apparently now they have in the game, you pay $10 for a moving cooking fire. And I'm surprised that they have not released a Star Pony version 2.0 that's like Red Star Pony or something. My Little Star
Pony. You
know,
they're bringing out the Spectral Horse for Alliance in the expansion, and to me, I'm like, they already have the freaking Sparkle Pony.
Wow, that's awesome, because that's kind of like an FU to all the people that bought the Sparkle Pony by putting another Sparkle item in the game.
Yeah,
lol. All right, this is from Flacco Jones, our number one fan.
Hey.
I am most thankful that Blizzard did not make WoW 2, and instead it appears they put those ideas into Cataclysm. Sequels to MMOs make no sense and splinter their player base like EverQuest and Final Fantasy. That's what expansions are for. Thanks for reading my emails and tweets.
I think he has an excellent point.
I think Cataclysm is WoW 2.
Yeah.
I think they found a really good way to kind of retcon Warcraft into the current era, if that makes sense.
I think so, too. I totally agree.
So I think calling Cataclysm WoW 2 is totally accurate, because it's the World of Warcraft. There's not going to be like second World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm. Unless you did like a futuristic.
Yeah. Or yeah, unless there's another expansion where it's like, hey, the Burning Crusade went to another planet or, you know, something like that. Right.
Yeah.
So there you go. Okay. Those are all the emails that address our topic of the week last week. So let's get into this week's topic of the week. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. First thing I am doing at 12:01 a.m. Monday, because of course 12:01 a.m. Pacific time, which we're all in, haha, we don't have to stay up till 3, is the time that Cataclysm launches officially, and so 12:01 a.m. that is the big moment. So that's the topic of the week. First thing I am doing at 12:01 a.m. Monday, Extifer.
Shit, I'm getting some sleep. No, I'm kidding. I'm actually, I have the day off on Tuesday, so, and usually Mondays are my early night to go to sleep, so I don't even know what I'm gonna fucking do. I'm gonna be like so excited and like a little, I'll be a 12-year-old Alliance girl on 12:01 at 1201.
So that's what you're going to do? You're going to revert to being a 12-year-old girl?
Yeah, right. Alliance.
That's good.
Much.
Grandpa? Grandpa Warcraft? What about you?
I don't know. I'm definitely going to be up and stay up through that time. I'm curious to see what happens at 11:55, and once the clock ticks over, what happens? Do you get kicked off and have to restart the game, or does everything just go along swimmingly? I'm really curious, again, because most people, I think, are doing the digital download, so I'll be there online. I'm also off Tuesday, so I'm sure I'll be leveling up the DK.
I kind of think they're going to bring down the servers at like 11 p.m. and bring it up like right at midnight. That's just kind of what my gut says, but I don't know. I've nothing to go off of.
Yeah, I feel like that too. I don't know. I mean, it seems kind of weird though. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it will be seamless. Who knows? Because I mean, they can enact things in the game.
I do seem to remember when Wrath of the Lich King came out, like you couldn't. You had to get on the airships, because I was playing Horde at the time, to get to Northrend. And what happened is that those airships didn't start coming until 1201.
Oh. Right.
I think is how it happened.
All of the zones are in the game right now.
They are. In fact,
all they have to do is just flip a switch, right?
I saw Eternum Ore come up on my radar the other day, because I was exploring and trying to get past the wall, although it kept porting me back. But I would get close enough to see a mining node that was Eternium or whatever it's called. Just kind of made me laugh. So,
it's pretty awesome.
Well, the
cool story, brah.
The first thing I am doing at 12:01 a.m. Monday is I'm going to go to Karazhan because no one's going to be there, and I can have the whole place to myself.
Oh, you're sad.
No, that's not what I'm doing. But I'm going to go right onto the WoW forums and read all the bitching from people who are complaining that the servers are currently down when Blizzard promised us a 12:01 a.m. Monday, and that Blizzard
now
owes us a free day.
I want to do.
That's where I'm going to be. Is I'm going to be camped out on the Blizzard forums. That's there actually my legitimate answer. And then I'm going to bed because I have to get up at 6:30 for work on Tuesday.
Aw, poor you.
Poor me. If I am able to get in the game, though, I think I'll just be kind of like, I'll probably be reading through all the guild achievements to see what we can do first, see what actually went over into live, and then like, I don't think I'm going to try going to the new areas right away. I'll probably buy Old World Flying and then go to bed because I have to be up at 6:30.
What about you, Matt?
He already answered.
Oh.
Were you listening?
I don't listen to this
Maybe
show.
You
what
need
you
the hearing aid
about?
Next to fur.
You know what? Fuck you.
No, thank you. All right.
And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
All right. If you would like to share with us your answer to the topic of the week, because these responses will be so timely, because by the time we have a show next week, Cataclysm will already be live, you can send us an email, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. I guess you could tell us what you did at 12:01 a.m. Monday.
Yeah, there you go.
So hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. How about some regular emails and Twitters?
There you go.
Tweets? Tweet. What do you want me to do first? Should we do the tweeters?
Yeah, do the tweaker. Tweeters.
All right, the tweeters. Twitter.com/hordehouse. HORDEHOUSE. No spaces, no dashes, no nothing. Peeker Uno says, Ghost Crawler will be at the London Midnight Cataclysm launch. Do you have any requests of the verbal or physical harm kind?
Tell him that Extoferal likes crabs. I don't know.
Sounds like a personal problem, bro.
Really?
It does.
Of all
it?
The things you could say to Ghost Crawler, you want to say, I like crabs.
Yeah.
Really?
There you go. Well, he's
because,
a crab.
Because the line, I like turtles, is already taken.
There you go.
I don't, you know what? I think the guy has a very tough job, and it's kind of weird to be in the position he's in where he's like internet famous. I mean, if you think about it, if you're Ghost Crawler, you're not like other celebrities. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, you know, Miley Cyrus goes to Safeway and probably gets mobbed by people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Ghostcrawler goes to Safeway. People don't know who he is. You don't.
I would know who he is.
Would you?
Yeah, because I've seen him in person.
You're creepy.
I know.
And did you?
Aren't I?
Did you make a mental picture that's always in your mind?
No, absolutely not.
I see.
I still want him to say Extoferal loves crabs, though.
All right.
I think that would be awesome.
I would really like to have that moose. That's all. I think you should wear moose antlers to the launch. I think that's what you should do, Peeker Uno, is wear moose antlers to launch and don't say anything. just
I didn't know that he was at the London he's going to be at the London launch. That's pretty cool.
They're doing like international launches this year. I mean, obviously there's the launch in SoCal because that's where Blizzard's at, but that's it as far as the US is concerned. They're doing like Russia and all of these far away.
Italy, Netherlands, Canada. Yeah, it's pretty
that's
crazy.
Pretty, that's
I know,
pretty
Canada?
Awesome. Well, I knew they were doing the international
launches. There's people
launches.
In Canada?
A couple.
You know what? There are people in Canada, and I really resent that on behalf of Canada.
Whatever. Sure you do.
I do.
All right.
Because I've learned to not make fun of any country on this show. So, oh, Canada. I don't know what the rest of the words are to that song.
There you go. Ignorant
America. Does anyone?
Can I do the next tweet?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Can I do the next tweet?
Yes.
Sure.
It's another tweet from Flacco Jones. Flacco Jones, he emails us and he tweets us. That's how you know he's the number one fan.
There you go.
All right.
Yes.
Flacco Jones, because I have to say it that way, wants to say, let's get negative.
I thought he was going to say, let's get naked. And I'd be like, ooh.
Woohoo. Too late. All right. Let's get negative. Which WoW feature do you hate the most?
Which WoW feature do I hate the most?
Yes, you.
I don't think, you know what? I hate the fact that certain things don't drop when you want them to. I hate the low drop rates on certain things. That's what I hate.
How about Grandpa? What WoW feature do you hate the most?
I don't know. I would think that in PvP, taking damage to your gear and having to repair afterwards. Granted, it's not the same as a raid, but still, you know, if I get pwned in a battleground, I have to pay a gold to repair my crap. That's pretty depressing.
This is like the easiest answer in the world for me. You want to say something though, Xtra?
Yeah, so I wanted to say also, I hate achievements that only happen by chance. And by chance, I mean fucking Deathwing killing you. Go ahead.
A little bitter about that? All right, no. The WoW feature I hate the most. This is so easy. I hate real names on real ID. It is pointless. There's no reason for it. And they need to remove it. I do not understand why they need to do that.
Preach on, Brother Rob.
That's the WoW feature I hate the most. Absolutely. Yeah. And I've, oh my gosh, you should see, we didn't have this show then, but I ranted on Orange Lounge Radio for like an hour about that whole real ID thing before they finally got rid of the Friends of Friends thing. I only started using it after they disabled that.
Mm-hmm.
But ugh, what a weird thing they did. All right.
Yeah.
How about some regular emails? You ready?
Sure.
This email is unsigned, so I'm going to have to just say credit it to Ginger Snaps.
It's Ferrore.
Oh, it's Ferrore.
Yeah, it's Ferrore.
Ferrore.
Although she did tell me, you know what, in your defense, like I like doing that.
Let's be honest, Dextifer.
Yeah, she did say that I guess in Japan they would pronounce it Ferrore.
Well, I was just being cultural.
Oh my God, you're so loving. Anyways, let's move on from that.
All right. My question for you is, what really irritates you while leveling through the Dungeon Finder? Warlocks and hunters make me want to set them on fire in real life. They think just because they have a pet, they can pull whatever they would like for the tank, and generally it tends to end badly, yet each moron I encounter does the same thing. Perhaps a good topic of the week would be behavior in the Dungeon Finder and proper etiquette before queuing up and unleashing your stupidity on your fellow players.
She has awesome. A point.
I do think that the very first time you ever use Dungeon Finder, there should be more of a tutorial about using
too.
It. Because they don't give you a lot. And if you don't have a guild or something to explain it to you, I think it kind of stinks. Like, there should be something about, like, hey, maybe if you are a warrior who spec'd Fury and you're wearing a bunch of leather, maybe you shouldn't queue as a tank.
Yeah, there you go. Or maybe you should turn that ability off on your pet that says
yes.
that it will taunt the, you know, the enemy. Maybe you shouldn't use that because it's going to get you fucking killed and everybody's going to hate you.
I will tell you things that irritate me through the Dungeon Finder, though. People from the Kel'Thuzad server, which I think our guests last week got into, because they're, oh my God, there's so many jerks over there. Like, sorry, but it's just the truth. Although I will say we did have a random with a couple nice people. So there are some diamonds in the rough, but lots of dicks. Lots and lots of dicks.
Hot.
And vaginas.
No, I'm not even, I don't even mean the kinds of dicks that, that Extifer has been downloading all week. I mean, like, they're just not nice people. Okay, anyway. So that, and the names that I come across, like, some of them are really bad. Like, the fact, and maybe this is a WoW feature I hate the most, is the fact that you can put, like, little accents on the E and the I and the tildes and all that. Although maybe I'm biting the hand a little bit because I do have a character that has accents.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The whole, that's different. That's different. I don't want to get into that, but it's different.
Oh, it's different when you do
it. Yes, it's different when I do it. But when other people do it so that they can name their character, like, you know, I don't know, like Sephiroth with seven H's and a little accent over the O. Like, I just sigh.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in my guild that do that. But you know what? I've gotten so used to it that it doesn't really matter anymore. Every guild that I've been in has, like, multiple people with special characters in their names. And yeah, you know, at first I tell them off because I hate freaking finding the character, you know, like, what do you type for your particular O? Is it all plus
if
one,
the
two,
first
five?
Letter is a special character, you are never getting mail from me, ever. Because, but yeah. Otherwise you can kind of type in the first two or three letters and you can usually get the person. But, and special characters used sparingly is okay. But I think when people use special characters and then they go and misspell their name on top of that, like, I don't understand. I don't understand that. Like, why would you do that?
I wonder if those special characters reduce the amount of whisper spam they get from gold farmers and crap like that.
Oh, I'm sure the gold farmers have systems set up and what have you. They've got to.
Well, all they have to do is just type, you know, who in which zone, and it comes up with a list of names, and that's all they really need, right?
That's true, too.
I want to know how they die in midair in patterns. Is that just the multibox thing? Like, somehow they have a system?
I don't know.
That's always strange to me. Although I haven't seen that in a long time. Maybe Blizzard figured out how to fix that.
I've seen it.
Have you really?
On my server, yeah. And it looks like they all keep standing up and sitting down and, like, moving through the air and stuff. Like, it's really weird to me. So.
All right. Let's do the last email. This email is from, again, they didn't sign it, so I'm just going to say Steven. Okay, so this email is from Steven. Just listened to your first three shows. I'm a longtime listener to Orange Lounge Radio. Oh, yay, gross promotion. Glad to hear you started a WoW podcast. Me too. And trust me, Dark Soccer and Loki are very happy that I don't talk about WoW all the time on OLR now. Little about me. Oh, we're getting to know Steven a little bit. You ready? Pull up a chair. I'm an adult married gamer that plays WoW. My wife plays, but not as much as I do. We play on Shadowsong US server. We play in a guild that is based from another allgames.com podcast, Warcraft Outsiders. That's actually a good show. I think Michelle's a very smart girl, and that's a good show. The guild is mostly Alliance, but has a Horde side too, mostly alts. I have 8 level 80s.
Wow.
That's dedication. 2 locks, Hunter, Druid, Pally, Death Knight, Mage, and Priest. Quick, what's missing?
Rogue.
That's right, Rogue. Is there anything else missing? I'm trying to see if there's 2 locks, Hunter, Druid, Pally, DK, Mage, and Priest. A warrior. I don't see a warrior.
See Druid?
Yeah, she said Druid.
All right, anyway. My wife has 3 80s, 2 hunters, and a warrior. The reason I have 8 80s is that I don't have time at night to raid, and I play WoW with my wife. So when she wants to play, I make an alt to level up with her. Oh, that's sweet. But why 2 hunters? I don't, like, I asked Irene that when she was on the show a couple of weeks ago. Maybe it's a faction thing. I don't know. I play so many alts, not sure what I would call a main. Couple points to discuss. Did you try Plants vs. Zombies in WoW yet?
Yes.
Me too. It's hard. I couldn't pass like
that. I got it, though.
Did you?
Yeah, I was so proud of myself. I found the secret, you know, thing to do, the strategy.
What's the secret thing to do? Because I can't get past, like, the fourth phase or whatever.
It's 2 rows of sunflowers and then 1 row of spitters and then 1 row of freezy plants and then 1 row of blocks. And then after that, you just use the pumpkins to blow up, you know, the things.
I can't collect the sun fast enough and know where to place things. Do you just
You stagger. You stagger it. You do two sunflowers, and then you do a spitter, and then another spitter, and then you
yeah,
do another
they're all
sunflower.
Coming in different rows. How do you know what rows to put things in?
That you do it just like I said, two rows from the left to right.
I
two
don't,
rows
it's
of
too
sunflowers.
Complicated. Schemes too
I'm already getting tired of talking.
Fine. By the way, I also love that the question had nothing to do with his setup about his characters. But it was fun to get to know him. Yeah. All right. Also, good question here. Grandpa, did you play Plants vs. Zombies yet? I forgot to ask you.
No, I have not.
Well, why not?
I'm getting around to
Are you
it.
Too busy watching Matlock?
No, it's actually Murder, She Wrote.
Okay.
I have a thing for Angela Lansbury. She's hot.
We all do. All right.
I'll tell you that Ferrore has actually bought the actual game Plants vs. Zombies because of the fact that she loved it so much and wow that she bought it. And she's been playing it like almost more than the actual game.
It's great cross promotion. And there's always been a lot of mutual masturbation between PopCap and Blizzard. There really has. I mean, because PopCap did the add-ons, right? They have Bejeweled, and those are still around, Bejeweled and Peggle, right? That are like totally free, because I think a bunch of PopCap people were just really into WoW, so they kind of did it, and then Blizzard kind of embraced it and was like, hey, we'll let you use our artwork and make a special game or whatever. Now Blizzard is really returning the favor, I mean, by putting Plants versus Zombies in WoW, or what, Peace Bloom versus Ghouls, or whatever it is. It's really kind of like, wow, it's like the reach around, you know?
Yeah.
It's very nice.
It is.
Pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with Kata a week away, are you going to make a new race or level your 80s? Level my 80. First thing. First number one priority.
Yeah, me too.
Same, absolutely.
Interesting that we all feel the same way. There are people, though, that want to like get right into the Worgens. But I got to say this. I think the fact that they've opened up the automatic race changes the day that Cataclysm goes live, where you could take like a, let's say, a Tauren druid and pay the money and make it a Worgen druid or whatever with a faction change or what have you. Like, I think that kind of, I think it kind of cheapens the experience a little bit, because I think it makes people a little less likely to try and really get in there and be that first Worgen 85. I don't know if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Or if that's just, I was very surprised. And I wasn't. I mean, Blizzard making a quick buck isn't a surprise, but just the fact that they were enabling that so quickly was kind of a surprise to me.
Well, you're not going to be able to get an achievement anymore for being the first Worgen.
I know. It's a little weird.
So.
A little weird. Anyway, I might make my Goblin Hunter and Worgen Warrior because I bought Bind on Account gear before it went to Justice Points. Smart. First and level for a bit, then try the 80 plus stuff. Will be weird to see experience move again after all this time. I kind of agree.
It will be.
The new quest and starting areas make the game very new. I liked leveling up an undead hunter. Some quests come to you with a red exclamation mark. I didn't know that. Do they really? I haven't seen that
yet. What? Say again?
Some quests come to you with a red exclamation mark.
You know, I've seen that actually. If you actually level a horde and you go to Silver Pine Forest, there's a mob with a red exclamation mark over its head, and when you kill it, you automatically get a quest.
Huh?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, oh, that's pretty cool. So it's like, you know what mobs to kill that have the drops.
Yeah, but I've only seen it once though. Only that mob.
Did you want to say something, Grandpa?
I was gonna say before you get too far off the topic of so the XP bar move. For your listeners and for all of us, it's a smart idea to be parking all of our alts into inns right now to make sure we get our rested bonuses.
No, they're not doing that this time. They came out and said we're resetting it when Cataclysm goes. So if you're in an inn right now, it won't matter. Only being in the inn after Monday will count.
That sucks balls.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Because I remember having rested experience when Wrath went live. Not a lot, but some. And lastly, Steven is telling us what I am doing to Elkata. Well, not me, but Steven. Getting all my 80s tier 9 and tier 10 gear. Man, that is time consuming. Getting all my 80s epic flying. 8 of 10 done. Gave up. Wow, that is dedication. Getting jewel crafting and alchemy maxed done. Hate jewel crafting dailies to get recipes. Getting faction on my Tauren druid with goblins to exalted. Must get that little trike bike. Take a few more days. I've been working on the Alliance side of things with the Worgen faction, but that's...
I got the trike.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I don't really like it. It's the animation is kind of weird. It doesn't have any to me.
Well, That's it. Thank you for the show. Keep up the good work. Thank you for the email, Stephen. We like new emailers. Yay. So if you want to email us, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com, that also means word about our show is spreading.
Ooh.
That's kind of creepy, but I like it. That's great. So
it's kind of creepy.
I don't know. Just people talking about you, listening to you when you're not there, you know?
Stop talking about my shit.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Wow. We are way over an hour, so I think it's time to kind of wrap up. And it's going to be a different game kind of next week.
Yeah.
It will. I mean, the shattering was one thing, but now it's going to be a whole new world. I'm going to break into
a
song.
A whole new Azeroth.
All right.
A new fantastic cataclysm.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to wrap up and say goodnight and get ready for Monday. It's going to be a fun day. So, Grandpa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the invite. It was fun to be here. I'm glad we can reminisce a little bit about the olden days.
That's right. Now get off my lawn. All right. No,
damn whippersnappers.
In all seriousness, I bet there's quite a few people that probably listen to our show that have been playing. They're probably like, I've been playing longer than he has. Why is he grandpa? And there probably are, and you know, whatever. But thank you for coming on the show and letting us talk about old stuff on this very important week for new things. And wow.
Exactly.
Really
thank
appreciate
you.
It. It's a perfect statement for the show.
Thanks, guys.
And do you have any final thoughts for our listeners tonight, Matt?
Do you?
Final thoughts, Valoon is a sexy bitch and I don't know. I mean, I'm looking forward to leveling up 80s. I have no final thoughts. I'm not thinking right now. I haven't taken my Ginkgo Biloba.
Good. Do you have anything you want to plug while you're here? Do you have like a website or a show of your own? I don't know. Everybody's got podcasts these days.
Most of those websites that I could plug, are not really PG, but, I would definitely plug Orange Lounge Radio. Definitely a great podcast.
Oh, stop. Stop. You're too kind.
No, I don't have any products or podcasts promoting my own.
All right,
sorry.
You want to plug my shit. That's fine, too. Extifer, thanks for being here as always, buddy.
You're welcome.
Do you have any final thoughts?
My final thought is, I love my dead gay wife. I love her. She makes me happy.
Wow.
And my final thought is, if you're going to fly to L.A., go to the Burbank airport. It's so much better than the other airports in L.A., just so you know.
I agree. I've been there before.
It's much better security and everything else.
Hey, Rob, can you close up the show sounding like Blanche Devereaux again?
That wasn't me. That was Extifer.
Yeah. Oh, shh.
Thank you for being
Do you want to sing? Do you want to sing off the listeners while we close the show tonight, Extifer? Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. We'll be back on Thursday next week.
A new world, a new fantastic Azeroth. I feel like masturbating and getting off and playing some WoW because my friends are so cool in the game.